Jimmy Johnson won the Daytona 500 yesterday, only his second career victory. And he made it past Danica Patrick, the first woman to ever win the pole position with the fastest qualifying time. She finished eighth. NPR's Mike Pesca was at the race.
Though the Daytona 500 is called the Super Bowl of racing, there are a few differences. For instance, the Daytona 500 marks the start of the NASCAR season, not the end. And during the football Super Bowl, Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco told teammates he'd come off the sidelines and tackle an opponent who broke a big run on the last play. But no member of Jimmy Johnson's crew was contemplating tackling a Chevy going 200 miles per hour on Daytona's final lap. No, here's what Johnson's crew was saying as their man led in the 497th mile.
One back to the 16, one back to the 10. 88 is about a half a groove higher than them two. Just keep using them mirrors.
Johnson drove impressively when it counted and competently at the end. It was enough in a race that saw Danica Patrick cede the lead before a lap was out, but for a time take it back to her gratification.
Honestly, when I say that I wanted to lead at some point, it was just because I was disappointed that I didn't do it off the bat like I thought I should have.
31 laps in, Kyle Busch nudged Kasey Kahne, who swerved and triggered a 9-car crash. As the crew of Jamie McMurray, who you're hearing here, worked frantically to replace the fenders and side panels of the number one car, the rest of the racers rode on. Riding rim, as they say, which means a single file line hugging the top of the speedway. Time was, cars would flock to the lowest line in the track here, but the drivers now feel that these cars operate better on the highest portions of this track. One by one, at top speed, sounds like this. So who would make a move? It had to happen. A line of cars drafting off each other necessarily means no lead changes. Though there was drama, for instance, with 24 laps to go, Jeff Burton made the acquaintance of the wall on the front stretch.
Yeah, if you want to just bring it straight to the garage, we'll beat you right there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, man. It hit really hard. It hit really hard.
The race was 7/8 over, and still no one was veering off the upper rim. The announcers on the Motor Racing Network were getting antsy.
They've been cautious. They have been patient for the most part. But patience has got to start wearing thin here shortly.
Finally, one driver broke from the pack.
The bottom of the lane is open. Here comes Jimmy Johnson. He's got the lead out of turn two.
The freight train is a-rolling on the bottom side of the racetrack. And up front, the engine is Jimmy Johnson.
Two by two racing. Jimmy Johnson gunning at Brad Keselowski, claiming the lead, holding it through a wreck on lap 199. Johnson was now a two-time Daytona winner. After the race, he reflected.
It was an interesting race, learned a lot through the course of the race.
Johnson's lesson, he said, was a practical one about his 48 car on this track and an intangible one about his crew's perseverance. Unspoken was the revelation about Danica Patrick, who lived up to the hype as the first woman ever with a top 10 Daytona finish, thus establishing herself as a very real threat for the future. Mike Pesca, NPR News.